Lesson 7.2, page 68, exercise 2B.
On today's podcast, we look at some research on digital technology and how it is affecting how we communicate. We have here Professor Dorothy Zarraga from Brown University. Dr. Zarraga, tell us about your research.
Well, we interviewed people from different age groups to see if different generations communicate differently.
And what types of questions did you ask?
We asked some questions about how they preferred to communicate. For example, we asked if they preferred to text or speak face-to-face. And we also asked them why they had that preference. We asked who they thought it was appropriate to text. Oh, and we also asked them when they thought it was inappropriate to text. Finally, we asked if they had social media accounts and how often they posted to them.
Well, it all sounds very interesting. Let's talk about your findings.
Yes. Well, we found that people from different generations communicate very differently. Millennials tended to communicate digitally and had fewer face-to-face interactions, even in a work context.
Really?
Yes. They said that text messaging was quicker and more natural. Remember that a lot of these young people use social media at work as well as in their private lives. They might even be podcasters or lifecasters, having to communicate every bit of their lives. But even the lurkers, people who look at social media but don't post, are always online. It was the opposite for older people. No surprise there. They said they preferred to talk. Text messages weren't professional enough. They checked news feeds or made status updates only in their free time and only for non-work purposes. A few didn't have online profiles at all. Interestingly, all ages admitted texting members of their family even when they were in the same house. When we asked them why they did that, they said their kids, wives, husbands were more likely to pay attention to a text message. One mom said that her kids were so lost in their own screens, following the latest trending topics or just wasting time looking at clickbait, sometimes she'd call them to dinner with a tweet.
Well, I hope they actually talk when they're having dinner.
Most families reported that they did still like to talk to each other during dinner.